3. Casting off. At 3 o'clock, the Lovelace family was on open deck once again. They stood in company with many other similar families at the side of the ship, looking back with saddened eyes towards the shore. All around them, sailors were clambering cat-like up the rigging, pulling at the sheets. It seemed in no time at all that the great sails were unfurled. Above the din, they heard the sound of the captain's orders. The shouts ran along the deck. They heard the resisting ropes squeal as the anchor was pulled from the sea up onto the ship. It resented the disturbance of its slumbers, and it spewed the splashing waters all over the deck in protest. They felt the wind take up the enormous expanse of canvas with a heave, and the beams and spars creaked in rebellion. The ship seemed to sense the weeks of weary labor ahead. She started to move. She was underway. The pilgrims felt her shudder. She groaned as she left her calm place of rest. She shook herself and resisted the unwarranted intrusion into her peace. The open sea certainly did not beckon her. She had seen and felt too much of the wide ocean before. It possessed no charms. She knew what was waiting to greet her only too well. Ahead of them, the pilgrims observed their sister ship, the Mayflower, already getting up speed. They noticed the great waves of the sea churning and creaming into white froth at her bows. Then they felt her own ship heave and lurch. She pulled over with the force of the wind. They had to grip the side to keep themselves upright. They heard the rush of the water as she began to cut through the waves. They were off. The open sea was before them. They were moving. They had said goodbye to England. America was ahead. America. They took their last longing look back to the shore. They could hear the cheering of the crowd lining the quay. Good wishes raced across the water to reach them. God bless you. God bless you. They picked out black-cloaked men upon the cobbles as they waved them fond goodbyes. The Lovelaces felt that with God with them in the ship and such praying friends behind on the shore, they were able to look forward with confidence. They turned away from the shore and looked out to the sea. They scanned the horizon. What unknown dangers await us there? What will the voyage be like? What will life be like in that cramped hold below? Will we meet storms? Indeed. Will we ever step onto dry land again?